This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I was listening to Mitch McConnell in the news during the break, and I think I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I don't know what Judge Roy Moore did. I don't know that he is the best guy to be the senator coming out of Alabama to fill, I guess, is it Sessions that he's filling his job? I don't know that. What I do know is whether or not he is a senator from Alabama is up to the people of Alabama. That's the first thing I know. The second thing I know is that these Republicans need to shut up. Now, don't get me wrong. If Moore is guilty, which we're never going to know, then I would think it would be better if we don't have him in there. But we're never going to know. And like I said earlier, this is straight out of their playbook. Right now, they're having to come to the grips that they're going to, or come to grips with the fact that they're going to have to acknowledge that Bill Clinton was a sexual predator. They're going to have to come to grips with that. All of these women, Chelsea Handler and all these that are out there saying, well, he was a molester. When Juanita Broderick gets out there and says, well, Bill Clinton raped me. This is the Alinsky rule of holding them to their own rules, by the way. This is why they're having such a hard time with this one. Now, the Democrats desperately need to win something. The fact that they won what they won this last week means nothing because they were going to win that anyway. They were going to win that anyway. Anybody with any sense looking at politics would know that Virginia was going to go Democratic for the governor. The down ticket stuff sort of was a bit of a surprise, but the governor was going to be a Democrat. And in New Jersey, I don't even know what the difference between a Republican and a Democrat is. And right now, while Judge Moore is on the hot seat, why aren't we talking about Democrats Joe Biden and Bob Menendez? Why aren't they in on this little game going on? Joe Biden goes hands-on, on film, on camera, with everybody's wife. He touches them all inappropriately in public, makes them obviously uncomfortable. Why aren't we talking about that? As a matter of fact, I think he's on the short list for the top Democratic Party contender for the presidency. And nobody's saying a thing about this. It's one thing to have Donald Trump talking about it on, you know, not on camera, but on audio. It's quite another thing to have, I'm looking at seven examples of the vice president getting all gropey handsy with women that are not his wife, including Pantsuit. She's giggling about it, but I don't remember this lady's name. Her husband was up for confirmation or something, and she was visibly uncomfortable with Biden getting up on her, hands on his shoulders, whispering in her ear. Now, substantially worse than Joe Biden is Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, now on trial in New Jersey for corruption. He's been accused of having a penchant for underage prostitutes by a Dominican prostitute who made the claims based on what she said was close proximity to the action in 2013. According to the Daily Mail, a shocking email posted online yesterday claims that under fire, New Jersey's Democratic Senator Bob Menendez had a predilection for young and inexperienced prostitutes and may have slept with a minor. Allegedly written by a young Dominican prostitute and published by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, the email claims that Menendez likes the youngest and the newest. Golly gee, these guys wouldn't last 5 minutes in the real world. Menendez has been accused of taking numerous trips with his corruption-mired buddies to the Dominican Republic for just such exploitation tourism. And sure, these are just accusations. And Menendez and Biden, although Biden, we've got proof. I mean, I've watched him do it. I have watched him do it. I don't remember her name. She's a nice looking, you know, she's younger than Biden. I saw it on TV when Biden comes up to her and he gets in the nape of her neck. If I were the guy being confirmed and I turned around while I'm waving at everybody and I turn around and the vice president is doing that to my wife, the Secret Service is going to be talking to me because I'm going to knock Joe Biden's Osmond brother's teeth right down his throat. I don't care what his position is. You don't do that. You don't do that. Sure, I might not. I probably would not have gotten my cushy position where I could wear nice suits that have been tailored for my upper body. But big deal. Dude's all up on my wife. Now, there's no calls from the Democrats demanding that Menendez relinquish his seat over his pervy practices with underage girls, which he denies. Roy Moore is in a similar situation and encountering quite a different outcry from those same Democrats whose potential loss of a seat for the Republicans doesn't upset them as much. Both Menendez and Biden are Democrats. Each of them either is on the cusp of winning power or already has it. Both stand to be useful to the Democrats. And that's why their sexual transgressions, disgusting in so many ways, and certainly in the arena of the current hysteria, are drawing no calls to resign, as in the case of Roy Moore. Can we say double standard? And here's another thing. Why are people like Adam Sandler, who's sitting beside somebody touching a fellow celebrity female on the knee, why is that improper? And right now, one of the biggest movies out there right now is 50 Shades of Grey Freed, or whatever it is, whatever the latest 50 Shades of Grey movie is, where we objectify women. Why is that the movie to watch? When on the other hand, if you ever, I don't even know how we're going to date now. How are these young men going to date? If you walk up to a woman, hi, would you like to go out and have coffee? You sexist, misogynist pig. I'm turning you in. This is going to be all over your stuff. I'm just a bag boy at the grocery store. I don't know what you're, but like years later, if he ever turns up at if he ever goes into politics or something, tries to run for elective office, that one will pop back up and say, do you remember when you asked me out for coffee, you sexist, misogynist pig? I'm not saying not all of these guys did it. I'm sure Harvey Weinstein is guilty as the day is long. All I'm saying is it just seems awfully odd to me that after all these decades, the Me Too crowd has come on board. And I'm not going to victim blame here, but all of this, even Harvey Weinstein, all of this, nobody's been found guilty of anything yet. But back to Judge Moore. The majority leader of the Senate and every other dude in politics today that is currently in office, all of you need to shut up and let the people of Alabama make their decision. And if they send Judge Roy Moore up there, it is not up to you to decide he can't serve. Okay? I know that I think right now the current thing is it's too late to get him off the ballot. So if he wins, I think the Republicans are going to consider expelling him. Pray to God none of you have any other skeletons in your closets, because we live in the new day of disclosure. and transparency and something else, I'm sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. That's good to know. And in the chat room, being told if Moore is voted in by Alabama, the Senate has to seat him. I think that's the way it should be. We just ignored a whole bunch of this stuff with Trump. Why is... Anyway. Of course, we had the same thing happening. Okay. All right, now it makes sense to me. Anyway. I have heard news that the SHARE Act has finally moved out of committee and it will at some point be taken up. And that tells me that the House of Representatives moves at no particularly fast speed. Okay? That's important. Okay? Because, and I want you to listen to what I'm about to tell you. And in the chat room, it's a good point. But let's talk about national reciprocity as far as it goes with Ryan and McConnell. Now, if Ryan and McConnell are actually giving out directions or instructions saying that we're not going to take this up, then I would love to hear about it. I don't want to hear about Representative Thomas Massie, because that was about Thomas Massie's bill. This is, we're not talking about H.R. 38, which is Hudson's bill, which has well over, 212, 213 co-sponsors. Another 5 votes and it passes the House. So, I mean, I want to know where that bill specifically has been mentioned by Ryan. If it has been mentioned by Ryan, now we got a target. Here's my problem with some of the stuff that's going on. Like when tomorrow Stephen DeAngeli will come on the show, he and Roger Katz, and I have asked them repeatedly to tell me what they know specifically regarding McConnell and Ryan. And don't get me wrong, I don't like either one of those Frito cons. I think both of them need to quit, take their pension, as much as I hate to say that, and get out of the way because they're not leading. But so far they don't seem to be picking up on that. So, but if we're going to sit here and get all worked up about something, shouldn't it be something real? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be worked up about this, okay? The time for national reciprocity is now. The time to change the NFA is now. The time to take back the rights is now. We gave them everything they said they had to have. There is never going to be a better time than now. However, we're working with a bunch of establishment Republicans who can't afford for Trump to succeed. We have to get it through their monolithic skulls that they had better do it because otherwise they're going to be unemployed. And then if they don't do it, then we need to fire some of these people. That means activism. I don't get worked up over Ryan holding up national reciprocity because I don't know that to be the case. And this is not me being traditional or an establishment person, this is me saying, I can't wait to get in the fight, but give me a fight where I'm fighting somebody. I don't want to fight innuendo. I don't want to fight he said, she said. I need something solid. Representative Thomas Massie, he got out there. He was on one radio show. He was on Mark Walter's show. I was supposed to call him today, too. And he didn't. He said it on Mark Walter's show. That's the only mention anybody has said, to my knowledge, where Paul Ryan is saying it's not time for national reciprocity. That's not what he was saying. He was saying it is not time for H.R. 90, which is Massey's bill. Ryan has come out there. I've heard him say that, you know, when all of these politicians suddenly discovered that their starched white shirts don't stop any bullets, suddenly it was discovered that, you know, maybe it would be nice if people could carry guns. They discovered in Alexandria it was good to have some guns nearby. So then, first thing we saw was a bunch of these Republicans wanted to have carve-outs for themselves. This is the way they think. So when you know that this is the way they think, okay, then you've got to understand how dysfunctional the way, how backwards they think. We could just have everybody. It wasn't, you know, none of the representatives or senators there got in a gunfight. It was the people carrying the guns that got in the gunfight. And yet the you know, all the politicians like, well, we need to be carrying a gun. Well, you guys didn't do any shooting anyway. There's only a couple up there I would trust with them, primarily mine, Jeff Duncan. But, I mean, now he would make some work out of somebody, I'll tell you that. But all that, this is my thing. If we're going to get steamed up about something, let's get steamed up about something that is substantial that we can lay our hands on. Making the presumption that McConnell and Ryan are holding this up is, I think that's an incorrect thing to do. That's just my opinion. If they are doing it, somebody show me. And I will show you a level of vehemence you've never seen. But until that moment, I'm waiting to see what's holding it up. And part of my problem is the SHARE Act just got out. Now, the SHARE Act got held up by Las Vegas. It wasn't moving that fast. You know, it's coming up on it. It's been a year since Trump has been elected. What have they passed? Nothing. They haven't passed anything. Anything beyond just the regular run-of-the-mill stuff. They haven't passed anything. So, you know, I'm sitting here trying to think. This is a group of guys that have all the power, and they can't even get together with themselves. They can't even agree with themselves. So, if anybody out there has a article, a story, that I can get out there and corroborate where we know conclusively, categorically, that Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell has gotten out there and said, it's not the right time for national reciprocity, show it to me, please. And then I don't want to presume anything with these guys because politics is a pool made up of different kinds of liquid, and some of it's thicker. Some of it's almost like junk, you know, it's almost like pollution. And getting in that water and swimming with them is a very hazardous thing to do. I don't mind doing it, but if I'm going to get in there, I'm surely going to want to do something effective while I am there. So if somebody has any of that, I would love to see it. And you're right, it is unfortunate that we cannot get a straight answer. But then again, we got to remember who we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bunch of people who cannot let Trump succeed. They can't let Trump succeed because otherwise, if Trump succeeds, then all of this theater we've been exposed to for the last 30 years is exposed. And the gravy train goes right off the road at that point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now we're getting it. Chat room's getting it. Yeah. What if I told you that the federal government is not doing enough to impose laws on individual states? Well, you'd probably come at me with that well-rehearsed part that I use all the time about the limiting the size of federal power, further reductions in the size of the state. But there is one, and maybe only one, area in which federal action is needed, and that is concealed carry reciprocity. At the moment, it is absurd, the patchwork of laws we have on the state level. Concealed carry reciprocity, as it's practiced today, reminds me of East Germany in the 80s. In East Germany, to get to Berlin, you could travel down the highway, and you had to drive through East Germany to get to Berlin. And in East Germany, every time you went 5 feet, the speed limit changed. And they were waiting. And if you were not, you know, hitting the gas and hitting the brake, and if you didn't know how to drive in East Germany, you were going to be paying a lot of money just to exist. That's what concealed carry reciprocity looks like, this patchwork. And, you know, all of this to cover the right to carry a concealed weapon and responsible gun owners often accidentally commit crimes by traveling across that imaginary line into another state with their concealed weapon. Now, this piece of legislation represents a brief and unusual moment of common sense on behalf of the national lawmakers who've actually put it forward, with so many states now willing to recognize concealed carry permits issued elsewhere. it is finally time to standardize the situation across these United States. Even the anti-gun leftists would now have to admit that the present system of concealed carry permits is simply not fit for purpose. Now, what's the problem? And before we get into too many details, let's look at a few real-life situations where it would have been in effect. Alexandria, that would have been effective. Rand Paul told CNN nobody would have survived without the Capitol Hill police. It would have been a massacre without them. A much underreported aspect of the story, though, is that because it took place in D.C., even those members of Congress who normally carry a weapon in their home state were caught unarmed. This is not because the DOC is one of the few remaining states that does not recognize concealed carry permits elsewhere. Excuse me, that is because of that. As Representative Mo Brooks noted, we had nothing but bats to defend ourselves. Then Brooks came out with a carve-out, by the way. So, though that attempted shooting grabbed headlines, it also is worth paying attention to the smaller problems created by the current situation with concealed carry. So, if you take a look at certain maps which detail which states honor concealed carry permits, you'll spot an immediate problem. There's five different levels of recognition, and no reasonable citizen is going to spend hours researching where their permit applies and where it doesn't. This is how people like Shanine Allen get caught. In practice, this means that every day hundreds of Americans accidentally break the law by carrying their pistol across state lines. That in and of itself is a blatant limitation of our right to self-defense, a right which is particularly important for the growing number of women who carry a handgun for self-defense. As the New York Daily News points out, if you're going on a long car journey across state lines, you may want to carry a gun. This is called, everybody's referring to this as the Act right now, and this is H.R. 38. H.R. 38 hopes to change all of this by requiring states to recognize licenses issued elsewhere. Now, Bloomberg and the rest of the anti-gun lobby have recently claimed victory against this measure. In reality, it now has 212 co-sponsors and needs just a little more support to pass. And those who oppose the measure claim that it will lead to an increase in gun-related crime. That's pretty stupid. We know where most gun-related crime already exists. And that's why it's so stupid. For the simple reason that the only people who are going to be affected by this law already have a concealed carry permit and regularly carry. They've been vetted, and they have proven themselves. We have a reams of evidence about how good they are. So now we can argue about whether the process for applying for such a permit is stringent enough. But I don't think anyone can argue that criminals care if their permit is recognized across state lines. The act is being pushed hard by the current administration. Though many have tried and failed to get detail on his actual policy towards gun control, Trump, the fact remains that he became president with the backing of the NRA. And concealed carry reciprocity is one of their biggest objectives. The NRA has made grand claims for concealed carry reciprocity. John Bach, the executive director of Illinois-based Gun Save Life and a member of the Second Amendment Coalition, tasked with advising Trump on gun issues, sees the act in historical terms. No other president has ever had a coalition that was tasked with unwinding gun control from the last 100-plus years and restoring the Second Amendment to what it was originally written back to the approaching 240 years ago. I don't know any administration that has respected the Second Amendment, not in the last century, certainly not in this century, until we had Donald Trump here, and it's amazing the change. I do have my own thoughts about the act. As, for example, I fully expect places like New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland, Illinois to all sue. The other thing that I would fully expect is, like in New York, it would not surprise me if the people of New York, because they have such a hard time getting a permit to begin with, would have to go get a permit from somewhere like Utah. I'm being asked how many CCW holders are committing gun-related crime. The incidence of CCW holders committing any kind of crime is lower than that of police committing crimes. As a matter of fact, in a study done by the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they did something called concealed carry killers. And the results were not what they were counting on. The results were... In Texas, they were looking at Texas. In Texas, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, you're 7 times more likely to commit some kind of a crime than if you have a concealed carry permit. Wow. Now, the problem is that concealed carry reciprocity is a classic example of the application of federal power on states, which is something we all should normally oppose. Historically, it's always been the home state that has protected us against the normally anti-gun feds. That was especially true during the Obama years. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that the rights of my own state should be subjugated to that by the Fed. But on the other side, the debate over the bill has exposed a strange paradox in the position of the ideological left. While they remain committed to the big state and to ridiculous levels of federal oversight, in this particular area, they hypocritically recognize the state's rights. So my thing is that I don't think a state should be able to regulate a constitutional right, a civil right, a pre-existing right prior to the Constitution. So the right to keep and bear arms, your right to self-defense, predates the government, predates the revolution. You were born with it. So it seems like the bill has inverted the normal positions of right and left on the balance of power between the government and the states. And you might have some feelings about this, but I would say that in this matter, we need to be somewhat flexible. And it is not hypocrisy to say that in this matter, the House, the Senate, the feds need to act to protect our freedoms. Our freedoms. Otherwise, you know, if they don't do that, I'm waiting to see what else becomes fair game. Got to be something that we don't want to see fall. Without a doubt. So I'm ready to see it happen. Bring it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Lock and Load. I want to talk about something just for the edification of anybody who doesn't already know this. Most people that listen to me probably already know this, but if you're driving home right now and this is coming out, and I want you to know the real deal, because there's a lot of more misinformation, and I try to separate that. You listen to the new opening. Does anybody like that? That sort of interests me, because I put the new opening on Facebook, and normally I can put something on Facebook and I get some sort of engagement. Oftentimes quite a lot of engagement. And over the weekend I put the new intro on Facebook, and all I got was crickets. Nobody even listened to it. What do you think? Are you sitting there right now, Andy? Have you listened to the new intro yet? What do you think of it?
I think it sounds great.
Andy listens to a lot of radio shows. There's, you know, after a while it gets, you know. That was really excited for him. Following Sutherland Springs, the gun control crowd were crowing on and on about how President Trump made it easier for mentally disturbed people to buy guns. It was repeated by almost every news agency out there, and then repeated by people whose only understanding of guns and gun rights comes from the magic box. So gun rights advocates have had to address this elephant in the room from almost the moment the news broke about the killer's background. And none of it is accurate. Not really. Yes, President Trump did sign an executive order reversing an Obama-era rule that barred certain parties from being able to buy guns. But it was the Obama policy that was messed up. The regulation in question was adopted in December 2016 and went into effect January 18, 2017, after the election of President Trump, but before his inauguration 2 days later. Compliance with the rule was scheduled to begin next month, December 19th. And before compliance ever began, the rule was repealed by a law passed through the House of Representatives and the Senate, then signed by Trump in February 2017. See, they do something every now and again. The regulation never had any effect. The regulation was really quite simple. It would have required the Social Security Administration to report recipients who have their benefits managed by a representative payee and who meet other criteria to the FBI's background check system, effectively barring them from legally owning firearms. So this means if you have a financial fiduciary put in place because you get your Social Security benefit and you go out and you blow it all on Slim Jims and lotto tickets, well, obviously you're crazy. It has nothing to do with you being able to go out and spend your money on whatever you want to spend your money on. Most of the people that are in the Social Security system have paid into the system, and whether they are in it via disability, real disability, okay, or, you know, you've just reached that ripe old age to where you can now take it, you earned it. But the United States wants to tell you how you can pay it, or how you can spend it, rather. And if you get out there and you spend it the way you want it and they don't approve of it, well, they're going to use that as low-hanging fruit to keep you from buying a gun. It would have applied to recipients between the ages of 18 and 65 that the Social Security assigned a representative payee to after determining they were unable to manage their own finances due to a mental impairment. See, here's the thing about this. If you have to have a custodian walking around with you, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you shouldn't be able to walk around if you're that dangerous. Do you think? Do you think if you're that dangerous, if you come across a gun, that you'd be that dangerous if you came across, I don't know, a car, an iron bar, a knife, a ball peen hammer, a claw hammer, a sledgehammer? Do you think you'd be just as dangerous if you are so impaired you can't own a gun? Oh, but Bill, guns make it easier to kill people. Well, that's beside the point, isn't it? That's beside the point. Just because I don't spend my money the way you want me to doesn't mean you can start, you know, willy-nilly taking my rights. Social Security would have then notified those affected over the phone and in writing, and those affected would have been able to challenge their designation, but only after their records have been submitted to the FBI. So they've been found guilty of nothing, and they've got to fight in order to get it back. So groups across the political spectrum fought against this and urged its repeal. The NRA said the rule was a gun grab and criticized it for lacking a determination that those affected are a threat to themselves or others. This was more no due process. See, they did it with the veterans. The veterans were the Petri dish. I think like 270,000 veterans. Same criteria. If you had a financial fiduciary because you were spending your money where they didn't want you to spend it, or how. And, you know, I don't even know if they care about that. I think they were just looking. It could have been something like, well, if you don't paint your walker, you know, green, then you need a fiduciary. You know, you see what I'm saying? They were just looking for whatever they could make stick. Now, the Obama administration, according to Chris Cox, the head of the ILA at NRA, said the Obama administration's last-minute backdoor gun grab would have stripped law-abiding citizens of their constitutional right to self-defense without due process. All true. Officials at the ACLU opposed the rule and called for its repeal because the process did not include sufficient due process protections. Now, here's a little pro tip for all of you. When the NRA and the ACLU are on the same side of an issue, you might want to take a step back and recognize that somebody done screwed up. Now, the rule that was changed via the stroke of Trump's pen was a reversal of Obama's pen stroke that removed the rights of numerous Americans who had not been adjudicated as mentally defective for the purpose of owning a firearm. As the ACLU argued, there were no due process protections for these individuals, and that's a problem. Interestingly enough, I find this really interesting. None of those upset about these individuals buying guns are upset that these same people are eligible to vote. You know, in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe gave back the right to vote I think he had to sign 200,000 individual orders to it, but he did it. But he wouldn't give them gun rights. So their rights are partially restored. And in this case, people have a partial, they were able to partially hold on to their rights. Many on the left vehemently defend those same people voting, despite the fact that voting has a longer-lasting ramification for the country. And when you ask them why, they'll say, well, it's a civil liberty. You don't just deny people their civil liberties. Oh, that's the problem. While they rightly see voting as a civil liberty, they refuse to see gun ownership in the same right. They can't fathom the idea that someone they find as icky as a gun constitutes something they find as icky as a gun constitutes a civil right, so they pretend it's not. And that, my friends, is what we're up against. We're up against the supposition that even though the right is there, even though the Second Amendment is there, even though the laws are there, it's still beneath us. This is the same thing we hear out. This is the same thing as Mitch McConnell getting out there saying, well, I don't think Roy Moore should be a senator. Being a senator is such a hallowed thing after all. Well, it certainly gives you enough cover to where you don't have to actually accomplish anything. Real quick, somebody name for me any bill that's come out of the Senate that originated in the Senate that was started by any one senator that passed. It is a law now today. And you know, one of the only things out there that I can remember is the assault weapons ban, which was misnamed from the get-go. So your politicians and my politicians, we have a bunch of underachievers out there pontificating about who the people of Alabama should vote for. And for all of you out there saying, well, of course it is Alabama. What if it is Mississippi tomorrow? What if it is Rhode Island tomorrow? What if it is South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio? Should Mitch McConnell and a few other senators from other states besides yours be able to tell you who you're going to vote for senator in your state? That's my point. We will be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.